Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question.
I'm a virgin, but my boyfriend isn't. When we tried sleeping together for the first time, we couldn't make it work, and I felt unattractive and very uncomfortable. Now I'm dreading the thought of my boyfriend even touching me. Am I overreacting?
The realities of having vaginal intercourse for the first time hardly ever match the romanticized Hollywood versions of sex. In fact, you are not alone in your experience of feeling like you are ready for sex, trying to have it, and then finding that your body just wouldn't cooperate. Sometimes there are medical or physiological reasons that explain why vaginal intercourse may feel difficult or even impossible for a woman. Women who are thinking about becoming sexually active would be well advised to check in with a healthcare provider for a gynecological exam, and this might be a good time for you to do so. That way, not only can you ask your healthcare provider whether you have any personal medical issues that may be making it difficult or impossible for you to have sex, but you can also ask your healthcare provider any questions that you may have about pregnancy, birth control, or sexually transmissible infections, also called STIs. It's also important to note that just because you are recently feeling ready to have sex with your boyfriend doesn't mean that you have to feel ready now. If you're dreading the thought of him touching you now, it's probably worth examining that. You might ask yourself what you need to feel more comfortable with him, whether or not you want to have sex, and how you feel about your relationship together. Couples, even those that have been together for a very long time, sometimes find that their feelings for each other and those related to sex ebb and flow. It's okay to feel one way today and another way tomorrow. Spend some time paying attention to your feelings and communicate with him about issues that are important to you. This might also be a good time to share feelings and thoughts with each other about birth control, condoms, STIs, personal values related to sex, as well as your expectations for sex and how you think your relationship might change when you have sex together. When you decide that you're ready to try to have sex again, whether it's with him or someone else, feeling relaxed and spending time in foreplay as you did and communicating with each other are indeed key features of comfortable sex. Depending on how your bodies fit together, you may find that using a personal lubricant can ease penetration as well.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.